Are you surprised to get that much of a gain?
Pleasantly surprised. We had done some preliminary estimates on our own, working through the Office of Community Development and the GIS system at Western Illinois University, where we had an inkling that maybe that we'd be in this this range, 21,000 range. But it's you never know until you actually contract with the Census Bureau and the enumerators go out, make those counts, and we're left with a very pleasant surprise. Yes.
Given that enrollment is down at Western, what made you think that you were going to get this large of a number?
Well, the census tracts that we identified through the GIS system represented what we felt were historically undercounted areas of the city, both in the 2000 and the 1990 election cycle, primarily in the Northwest Quadrant. But we also realized that we'd had rather significant growth in the Southeast Quadrant of the city as well, and we felt that those numbers were likely underrepresented in our count in 2010. So those combined, there's a couple other pockets of areas in the rest of the city that we felt there might have been some undercounting done, and we identified those, and that's what we based our contract with the Census Bureau on, those preliminary numbers that we were able to get through our own data sources.
And that's what you focused on. You didn't
exactly
go citywide. You focused on particular areas.
Mainly because we knew that we had to get the most bang for our buck. We're charged by tract that with the Census Bureau. So we obviously wanted to go to areas where we realized we could confine it to a specifically small geographic area where we could get the most results from those counts.
Your release here refers to these as preliminary results. Are you confident these will end up being the final results?
We're confident that enough to put a number behind it. The Census Bureau will not, in what is often a formality, release those numbers to us officially until February. But in our conversations with the supervisory staff that conducted this, they do not anticipate those numbers to change.
And then how soon does that impact you once these become official, especially in terms of the economic benefit?
Obviously, not getting the official counts till February, we would report those to our friends at the federal and state government, and so that we could begin receiving those shared revenue dollars immediately. But the reality of that is that it would probably be towards the middle of next year, I would say early summer, June or July, before we'd see any of those numbers come in. Just as when the population declined, it took a couple of months to realize that decline, and therefore our revenues came down. I would expect something similar on the opposite end of the equation.
And how does this help you?
Well, it helps us considerably. Not only we estimate that somewhere around $250,000 in annual shared revenue for the balance of this census cycle, which will be another 7 years. The quick math says that's about $1.8 million of shared revenue we would not have otherwise been able to have in our pocket by the end of this census cycle. But also that 20,000 population mark is a significant hurdle when it comes to economic development. Kim Pearson, her office, and my office and our efforts in economic development know that whole and truthfully that's a number that a lot of folks look at, whether it's commercial, retail, or manufacturing. That's a number they look at for a population base that things start really clicking in a lot more substantially for us then.
And now that you've kind of blown past that, at least this time around, are you going to be looking to add more, annex more areas where you could stabilize that population?
I think the City Council, as well as I, believe that any time we can bring more people into the fold, into the actual City of Macomb, we're all better served. We think we have a lot of services that offer to those friends of ours that live in the just the immediate outlying area that could benefit us both by us collecting the additional tax dollars and increasing our tax base, but we believe we have some significant services that they couldn't appreciate. So whether that be water, whether that be sewer, fire protection, whatever that is, we believe that those are services that we are proud of, and we'd be happy to share with those folks.
Anything you want to add?
No, just pleasantly surprised, and this, of course, does not change, by as a matter of law, the structure or size of the council. That cannot be done under state law until the decennial census, which would be 2020. So the size of the council will not change based on these numbers, but that doesn't preclude that from occurring then again in 2020.